Today we want to have a look at our second outcome. List, explain, and exercise the spiritual disciplines. For scripture references, please refer to your comprehensive notes. As I began to write this section, I immediately thought of the children's chorus, "Read your Bible, pray every day." Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. There are many articles on the internet and in biblical resources about spiritual disciplines, but I like five spiritual disciplines that will change your life. The first is Key by Mark Altrucher. In it, he says, when Christians speak of spiritual disciplines, they usually mean regular practices that benefit our lives and produce fruit. Much like the discipline of daily exercise or reading will produce benefits in our lives. Something I discovered as I researched a number of websites is that there are many lists of spiritual disciplines available, and they do not all look the same. So Altrucher has selected the following as being key disciplines. 1. Meditate on God's Word. He emphasizes God's Word as the foundation of our lives. There, God reveals Himself and His will for us. He rightly says that apart from the Bible, we cannot know what God is like. What we can learn about God from creation and nature is limited, but His word is essential if we want to see that He is holy, sovereign, or loving, or that He sent Jesus to save us, etc. His word is the only source of absolute, unchanging spiritual truth. Now, what does it mean to meditate on God's word? Altrucher explains that it means to ponder it, dwell on it, chew on it, and roll it over in our minds in order to apply it to our lives. We should spend time in God's Word every day. Memorizing Scripture is also encouraged. Nothing is better for us than to spend time in God's Word every day, even if it is only a short time. 2. Giving thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Altrucher says that we can, quote, "thank God in all circumstances because He is sovereign over all things. He is infinitely wise and infinitely loving. He is in control of all things. Nothing can happen unless He allows it. And in His infinite love and wisdom, He causes all things to work together for our good," as it says in Romans 8:28. "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." Psalm 100 verse 4 tells us, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name." 3. Prayer. "Pray without ceasing," says 1 Thessalonians 5:17. "Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer," Romans 12:12. And Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And finally, 1 Peter 5:6-7 says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you." 4. Giving. On the first day of the week, says 1 Corinthians 16 verse 2, each of you is to put something aside and store it up, as he may prosper, so that there will be no collecting when I come. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. Altracha highlights the fact that Paul encouraged the Corinthians to give regularly, not under any kind of legalistic pressure, but freely and cheerfully. The discipline involved was to set apart and give on a weekly for them or regular basis. Next week, we'll have a look at a couple more of these spiritual disciplines.